Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said some boys seem to have dentists confused with barbers. They see both of them twice a year. We're happy to have the privilege of being with you today and the opportunity of Bible study. We return now to a discussion the Lord had with a lawyer who came and said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" The lawyer had bad motives. He was trying to tempt Jesus, but Jesus just simply turned the question and asked him, "What do you understand that the law says about this?" Well, when he answered, he had the right answer. Love God, love your neighbor. But Jesus said to him, "If you want to do the right thing, then you do what you have just said." Well, the young man was trying to justify himself, and so Jesus responded with one of the most well-known parables in the Bible. Jesus taught about a man who was beaten, left lying in the ditch, robbed. Certainly a terrible situation. A priest and a Levite came by, looked upon him, and decided they wanted no involvement whatever. So they passed by on the other side of the river, the other side of the road. Well, as you look at this, it isn't hard to determine that these people were not wanting to do anything to help along this line. So far, we've seen two philosophies of life. One is the philosophy that the robber used when he says, "If you have it, I'm going to take it from you. It's mine. What's yours is mine." Well, the second philosophy is the idea, "I have it, but I'm not going to share it. I'm going to keep it for myself." The philosophy, very easily stated, is what's mine is mine. I'll keep it. I don't want to waste it on somebody else. I want to use it for myself. Then comes a Samaritan. We're looking at verse 33 of Luke 10. A certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. When he saw him, he had compassion on him. Now remember, we're looking at a situation where a Samaritan who is looked down upon by the Jew is going to be concerned and show compassion on this Jew who's been beaten and left lying in the ditch. No good feelings between the people, and yet here he has compassion upon him. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said to him, "Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay it." Can you see that there is a cost of time to the Samaritan in taking care of this man who's been beaten and left half dead? Yes, there was some time involved. What about money? Well, you remember he said he took care of him, took him to the inn, and he told the innsman, "If there's more required, if it costs more, let me know, and I'll pay it. I'll take care of it." Well, there's some expense then involved in this particular matter. How does he know that the reaction is going to be good by people about him, or even by the man who's been beaten himself? What kind of reaction is he going to get? Does this man go into detail trying to find out, "How come you were beaten up? Why did people take your possessions? And were you negligent before this situation and not using things in the way you ought to?" You see, we can use a number of excuses, can't we, to justify our not doing anything. Well, the Samaritan was not that way. He represents the third philosophy that is expressed in this particular regard. Remember the first, what is yours is mine, I'll take it. The second, by the priest and the Levite, what's mine is mine, I'll keep it. Now the third philosophy, what's mine is yours, we'll share it. Now, as you think about those philosophies of life, which one is the best philosophy? Which one is the best way to live? Selfishly taking from other people? Or keeping what is given into your hands and the blessings that you have and not sharing with anyone? Or showing genuine concern for other people and doing what you can to help others? Well, there's no problem there. I think all of us understand. When the record says that the Lord has told this particular teaching, which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Do you imagine somebody came along and said, well, I think the priest was his neighbor? No, nobody's going to say that. Would anybody say, well, the thief was his neighbor? No. Was it the Samaritan who was his neighbor? And there's the answer. There isn't anybody who would misunderstand what Jesus was saying about that. The teaching was, we need to be concerned about other people. We need to show concern and be busy doing what we can to love our neighbor as ourselves. Do you suppose this lawyer received the lesson that was given to him? Jesus taught a great lesson of great importance. Many times we overlook the lessons that we know about by simply trying to justify ourselves. We do appreciate greatly your being with us in our study this week. Please listen again on Monday, and remember in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you.